The reigning Australian Open men's champion was not allowed into the country to defend his title today. It seems his visa was not in order. The controversy around Novak Djokovic being allowed to play was already quite heated. He's famously skeptical about the coronavirus vaccine and had received a medical exemption from getting vaccinated. Well, joining us now to talk through what's going on at this point is Tim Callanan, a reporter for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation in Melbourne. Welcome.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Okay, let's just start with what happened today with this situation.
Well, as you said, Novak Djokovic arrived on a plane late last night, Australian time. Seemed in everyone's mind to have a medical exemption to enter the country. Of course, he has not been vaccinated. He certainly is very vocal in his opposition to the COVID-19 vaccine. Had a medical exemption, we thought, from the Victorian government to compete at the Australian Open. But it seems there was the wrong paperwork, not enough documentation to prove that when it came to applying for a visa to enter the country. And he was detained by the Australian Border Force, which is in charge of our borders. And that visa, we are told now, has been rejected.
And can you just explain, how did he get that medical exemption in the first place?
Well, Tennis Australia late last year basically devised this scheme to assess some of these applications from players who have not been vaccinated and wanted to come for the Australian Open. Obviously, in order to enter Australia, you must have two doses of, or at least one dose of a vaccine, or be medically exempt. And in order to get a medical exemption, you have to prove that you've had an adverse reaction previously to a vaccine, or if you've had COVID in the past 6 months. There were about 22 people who applied. Only a handful were granted. One of those we thought was Novak Djokovic. So he would have boarded a plane last night thinking that he would then be allowed to enter the country. But the paperwork to kind of back up that exemption seems not to have been sufficient to satisfy the officials at the border. He, about 2 hours ago, was moved from the airport to a quarantine hotel in the city. So he's really now only about 2 kilometres from Melbourne Park, where the Australian Open is played. So physically, he's closer to the Australian Open, but legally and bureaucratically, he's a long way away.
Well, this whole thing is now threatening to become a diplomatic row at this point, right? Like, the Australian Prime Minister weighed in and said, quote, "There should be no special rules for Novak Djokovic at all, none whatsoever." Meanwhile, the Serbian president put out a statement today. He said the whole country is with Djokovic, calling for an end to the, quote, harassment. Can you just talk about how you've seen this whole situation ripple out globally?
Well, it's been an absolute mess, and it's been shaping up this way for several months. As soon as it became obvious in Australia that players would have to be vaccinated to come out for the Open, then a lot of people were saying, well, how is this going to play out? Because there was a stage last year, I think, where only about 60% of the world's top 100 had been vaccinated. And so there was a last-minute push, I think, by a lot of players to kind of go through and get vaccinated. But there was always going to be players like Novak who have expressed concern about the vaccines, opposition. How was Australia going to deal with that? And they did come up with a system. It hasn't really followed through very successfully. And now you have this kind of three-way stoush, really, between the Australian government, the Victorian government, and now the Serbian president has weighed in to kind of back Novak as well. So no one really wants to claim responsibility for the final decision over whether Novak can come to the country. And, you know, the federal government wants to blame the state government wants to blame the federal government, and it's a real mess.
What a mess. Tim Callanan is a reporter for the ABC. Thank you very much.
Thank you.